When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The war with Iran hitting home in Ozone Park, where family, friends, and neighbors got the news that 28-year-old Army Sergeant Angel Rampersad was one of the soldiers killed last week in Jordan.
Friends and family that knew Sergeant Angel Rampersad of Ozone Park describe her as someone that always wanted to help others. Deacon Carlos Garcia says she left a lasting impact.
She came from a loving, God-fearing family. She was an immigrant. She immigrated here from Trinidad.
He tells us she always had big dreams about serving her country and made sure those came true.
She wanted to enlist at 18, and mom asked her to go to school, graduated from John Jay, and she joined at 21.
Garcia tells us in Rampersad's personal life, she had a deep faith and was connected to her church and her family. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A new poll finds support for the war among MAGA voters is plummeting. 37% now say the war should continue, even if it increases the cost of living in the United States. That is down from 50% in May. Hey, it turns out it wasn't only New Jersey that saw several twisters during Tuesday's big storms. There was one in New York as well. The National Weather Service says a tornado roared through Westchester County in the Purchase-Rybrook area, and all five tornadoes are confirmed. The Jersey ones were in Stanhope, Mount Olive, Lower Berkshire Valley, Parsippany, Troy Hills, and Cape May. City landlords not giving up the fight over the rent freeze that kicks in for leases starting October 1st. In fact, Randy Mastro, who served as first deputy mayor under Eric Adams, is representing a group of landlords who are suing to block it. He tells 1010 Winds they accuse Mayor Mamdani of improperly influencing the Rent Guidelines Board by packing it with loyalists who then, he says, relied on manipulated data.
This was a sham process with a predetermined outcome that the mayor dictated by fiat, and that is blatantly illegal. And the evidence of that sham process is how the board ignored its statutory mandate and how it manipulated the data to get to a particular outcome.
The mayor's office denies that and says this independent board considered all the relevant information in making its decision and that they are prepared to fight the suit in court. Ahead of the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, a new tribute to first responders. The colors on more than 320 co-naming street signs are being changed around town to honor the city firefighters and NYPD members who died that day. The first went up at the corner of 69th Lane and Elliott Avenue in Maspeth.
This corner is seeing red, and hundreds more are next.
This is such a beautiful tribute to my dad, and it makes today even more meaningful that his grandchildren are here with us.
Aaron's father, Lieutenant Kenneth Phelan Sr., is first in a citywide switch, FDNY red, NYPD blue. FDNY's Daniel Flynn says the legacy continues.
His son, Kenneth, is an FDNY firefighter at Ladder 25. His daughter, Kimberly, is an NYPD officer.
His sister Mary says the sign stands out.
So this sign in red, as people are driving by today, they'll see it.
The red sign is hard to miss. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Wins at 92.3 FM in Maspeth, Queens.
Arraignment today in Patchogue for the owners of 19 Salem Drive in Stony Brook. That's where a fire revealed what prosecutors say was an illegal death trap.
These kids are being exploited by someone.
Town of Brookhaven Supervisor Dan Panico says Stony Brook University students crowded every inch of the Stony Brook home, which was illegally converted. He says the landlords were charging some nearly $1,000 a month.
It was a game to bring money into the pockets of the owners.
He says when a small fire started in the bathroom, it could have easily spread and the students could have been killed.
The defendant was convicted 1 year ago for not having a valid rental registration.
The husband and wife face up to 90 days in jail and $430,000 in fines. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Looks like necklace snatching has suddenly become the crime of choice in the city. The NYPD is looking into two separate sprees across Brooklyn and Queens. In one case, it's a lone thief who's been coming up to people from behind and ripping chains from their necks. He struck at least six times in Jamaica, St. Albans, Jackson Heights, and Woodside. They're also looking for two suspects who've done this while riding a moped. Those attacks were in Williamsburg, East Elmhurst, Astoria, and Ridgewood. You can see photos of all the suspects on the Crime Stoppers X page. A 48-year-old Queens man who escaped a fire that officials say was sparked by a lithium-ion e-bike battery has now died from his injuries. This was at his home in Jamaica where the fire broke out. First Deputy FDNY Commissioner Daniel Flynn.
This is the first fire death in 2026 that is attributed to lithium-ion batteries. We want to remind New Yorkers that lithium-ion batteries are still a cause for concern. We've had more lithium-ion battery fires this year than we have ever had year to date.
That's 235 fires, a 70% increase from the 138 in the same time period last year. At the crossroads of the world today, hot dog, the second serving. This is a new version of the giant hot dog sculpture that rolled into Times Square right before COVID. It's from artists Paul Outlaw and Jen Catron.
It's 65 feet long. It's carved foam that's hard-coated and painted. It has the animatronic hydraulics built into it that does make it raise up to about 50, 55 degrees into the air, at which point it does blast confetti out of the tip of it.
That confetti to mark America's 250th.
The confetti to us was just kind of representative of like patriotic parades or celebrations. So we thought it would be fun to burst it from the tip of the hot dog.
Jen tells 1010 Wins this is also to honor hot dog vendors.
They are like so important to our economy and to Times Square and to New York City. And I just felt like it was an enduring symbol also of New York City and Times Square specifically.
The big unveiling 5:30 this afternoon at Broadway and 46th. Okay, Knicks fans want to see their championship trophy? You've got your chance because it's going on display on the Upper West Side at the American Museum of Natural History.
This is a terrific example of a moment in which the excellence and success of a sports team really became a moment of pride and celebration for the entire city.
Museum President Sean Decatur tells 1010 Wins it's actually part of a larger exhibit that's been 2 years in the making.
This is an exhibit that uses jewelry and medals and other iconic pieces to tell stories about individual athletes and teams and sports.
You can check it out through January 3rd.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.